The purpose of the crime beat is to educate and inform the public about some of the property crime trends occurring in South Delta and other files of interest. If you see anything occurring that you believe to be suspicious, call 911 for in-progress crimes and emergencies or 604-946-4411 for other assistance. Sawa Sen, Feb. 19, 1200 block of 56th Street. A business reported that a female entered the store and concealed $75 worth of dog toys and left the store without payment. Police patrols of the area proved negative. There was no surveillance video available. The female was dressed in black and carrying a Calvin Klein purse. Feb. 20, 5000 block of Canoe Passway. A business reported that a male and female entered the store, selected a pair of sunglasses valued at $250, which the male concealed in his jacket pocket. The suspects then walked around the store and left without offering payment for the merchandise. The store provided police with the license plate number of a vehicle leaving the area with the suspect. Surveillance video was obtained by police. The investigation is to continue with police contacting the suspect. Feb. 21, 6300 block of Market Avenue. Complainant reported a break and enter to the secure bike storage in the underground parking lot. Two Segway scooters valued at $2,500 were stolen. AirTags on the scooters traced the stolen goods to Vancouver. Police were to assist the complainant with possible recovery of the scooters, which are described as electric Segways Grey Ninebots. Serial numbers of both scooters were provided to the police. Damage to bike storage is estimated at $400. February 22, 5200 block of Williams Avenue. Complainant reported that an unoccupied home being renovated was broken into and 10 feet of copper piping and power cords stolen. The contractor has replaced all locks and is installing surveillance cameras. Feb. 25, 1300 block of 53A Street. Police conducted a traffic stop of a vehicle leaving a parking lot. The driver admitted to having a glass of wine and provided police with a breath sample but refused to provide a second sample. As a result of refusing to provide a sample, the driver was given a 90-day immediate roadside prohibition, and a 30-day vehicle impoundment, and the vehicle was towed from the scene. Ladner. Feb. 22, 5400 block of Ladner Trunk Road. Police conducted a traffic stop of a vehicle leaving a parking lot. The driver provided police with two breath samples with both reading fail. Consequently, the driver was given a 90-day immediate roadside prohibition, and a 30-day vehicle impoundment. The vehicle was towed from the area. Feb. 23, 6600 block of Highway 17. Police stopped a vehicle, which was traveling at 138 km per hour in a posted 80 km per hour zone. The driver was given a speeding ticket, and the vehicle was impounded for 7 days. The vehicle was towed from the scene, and the driver and passenger were picked up by a friend. Feb. 23, 8000 block of Highway 17. Police conducted traffic stops of two vehicles traveling at excessive speeds in a posted 80 km per hour zone. Both drivers were issued speeding tickets, with one driver being allowed to proceed and the other being served with a 7-day immediate vehicle impoundment. The vehicle was towed, and the driver left in an Uber.